Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to third. Cohn moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Turley, and towards Stevens, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens throws to first for one, and Waitkus throws to home, and Courtney drops the ball. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-2 in the game. Turley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boyd. Young reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkus bunts towards third. Minoso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young moves to third. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Young. Waitkus moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Lenhart moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing center field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter is hit by the pitch. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-3 in the game. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards first. Waitkus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.